Unit 15. Exam time. Chapter 1. Oh no, not another test.
Have you ever felt that you were just studying to pass a test? Today, many schools and companies around the world use standardized tests such as the TOEFL test to measure students' abilities. Thousands of people every year take these kinds of tests in order to enter or graduate from school or get a better job. There are two types of tests that are commonly used in academic institutions. The first type of test is the achievement test. This is used at the end of a term, for example, to evaluate how much students have learned about a subject. Another commonly used test is the aptitude test. This kind of test measures students' ability or aptitude to learn and is often used to predict how well students might do in the future. An aptitude test might measure verbal language skills, creativity in art subjects, or clerical skills such as typing. In many educational systems throughout the world, students take regular multiple-choice achievement tests. They have to pass these tests in order to move to a higher level or graduate from an educational institution. Many advocates of this type of traditional evaluation believe that students learn best and increase their knowledge by memorizing facts and information. Many supporters of this way of learning also believe that teaching students to pass a test teaches them discipline and prepares them for the working world. Educational reformers, however, believe that standardized testing alone is limited and can only measure some of a student's ability. They suggest that many students, though intelligent, are not always good at taking tests or at memorization. This makes it harder for them to achieve passing grades, get into good schools, or get the right job. In addition, factors such as how a person feels on the day of a test can also affect his or her score. Using only a multiple-choice style of test to evaluate students' abilities cannot always tell us what they have learned or how they may do in the future. In a 1999 report, Paul Barton, the director of Educational Testing Services Policy Information Center, suggested that standardized testing needs to change. Students should take fewer standardized tests. The ones they do take, he says, should tell us what students really know and how they can use that knowledge in real life. To use standardized tests or not to, the debate continues. Meanwhile, many students' futures are still decided based on their test results.